I am excited to share with you Quantum Life Mastery School. This is what we offer through Amplify Impact Academy, among many other trainings. However, this is our gold standard training. This is the training that allows you to become one of the top 1% of coaches in the world. That as a master practitioner, once you complete this training, you will be able to guarantee your results in writing to your clients, because you are working with neurology and they will no longer be able to do their problem after you've rewired that neurology. Through this Quantum Life Mastery Schools, you will get 4 designations: as a master practitioner of NLP, a master practitioner of timeline therapy, a master practitioner of hypnotherapy, and a master practitioner of NLP results coaching. And throughout this program, we build on the learnings as you go through the practitioner training, as well as some personal growth trainings to get to that master practitioner level. And this work is so powerful. You will literally, in just working with clients for 10 to 12 hours, transform their lives. And even better, this isn't just for coaches. We call it Quantum Life Mastery Skills because this is literally life skills. We've had people come through that want to be better parents, better partners, better leaders at work. One fellow came through because he knew the power of mindset with his golf game. He wanted to improve his golf game. When you do this work for yourself, your life improves, regardless of whether you're a coach. And the ripple effect of your life improving and up-leveling yourself has profound positive impact on your family and loved ones as well. So check out the link in the show notes to the Amplify Impact Academy Quantum Life Mastery School. Imagine getting up every day full of energy as if you were in your 20s again. What would that be like? What would that be worth to you? What is your health worth to you? Think about it. Your health isn't everything, but without it, everything else is nothing. And yet too many of us are taking it for granted until something goes wrong. No one wakes up hoping to be diagnosed with a disease or chronic illness. And yet we've never been taught how to be proactive in our health through our school system or public health. As a registered health coach and integrative health practitioner, I believe it is time this information is made available to everyone. Combining new knowledge around your health and the ability to do my functional medicine lab tests in the comfort of your own home will allow you to optimize your health for today and all your tomorrows. Don't wait for your wake-up call. Welcome back to another episode of the Don't Wait for Your Wake Up Call podcast. I am Melissa Dealey, your host, and very excited to have with me today, Kim Lackey. Welcome to the show, Kim.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be talking with you today.
I'm excited to have you here because, of course, you've recently come through our trainings and we've spent a lot of time together, got to know each other, and it is so wonderful to have our graduates come on and share their stories on this show. So to introduce you to the audience, Kim is a guide, alchemist, and self-leadership guide who supports women in transforming burnout, emotional overwhelm, and self-abandonment into awareness, reconnection, and sovereignty. Through a deeply intuitive and nurturing approach, she helps women uncover unconscious patterns, dissolve inherited expectations, and reconnect with their inner wisdom. Kim's work blends introspection, symbolism, ritual, and gentle inner exploration to guide women back to themselves where clarity, peace, and sovereignty naturally emerge. She believes every woman already carries the truth she seeks. She simply needs a safe space and compassionate guide to help her hear it again. Kim is trained in NLP, timeline therapy, NLP coaching, and hypnosis at the master practitioner level, which softly supports her transformational process. And so, Kim, I always love to go back with guests on the show and ask them how they got here. And while I know your story, I would love for you to share your backstory to getting to this place where you are now in such a powerful position to help other women?
Wow, how much time do we have?
Give the high level version.
The very high level. So I just finished a 26-year career with the in law enforcement. I spent 7 years of that operational in the Northwest Territories with my husband at the time, and around about 36 years old, I wanted to have a family. Went through in vitro fertilization and ended up with triplets. So, if my job wasn't stressful enough, adding three young babies into that at the age of 38, big change into moving down south again in a totally different city. That I would say is where things really started to take effect, is that I didn't have the resources for myself or for my family to cope with the big changes that happened very rapidly. And in all of that, a short version is that I struggled with mental health. I was diagnosed with postpartum. I struggled with getting my physical fitness back up. I did really well for a while up until I was 42. I was running half marathons and really came into my own until I got injured and started to do some other exercises with the group that I worked with, and ended up dislocating my hip. Had
Ouch.
to go for reconstructive his surgery in 2012, and that was a real fast decline in my mental health and my physical health. I just really started showing a lot of symptoms of victimology, ruminating over negative thoughts. And so it really took me to a place in 2020 where I just couldn't take it anymore. And so that was kind of my wake-up call. I actually remember the date. It was April 10th, 2020, where I was down in my basement. I had three kids, learning from home during the pandemic. I was trying to manage my own job. And I just knew I couldn't live the way I had been, or even through this pandemic episode, without some major changes. And it was really that moment in my life where I realized that I had to be my own hero. I had to be the one to make the significant changes in my life, as difficult as some of those decisions were going to be, that it was really up to me to make the changes that I need to be. And so that's been a
I just want to say
6-year journey.
congratulations to getting to that point. As difficult as it was, coming to that awareness that I have to be my own hero. I have to do this for me. Nobody else is going to do it for me. And the reality of that is, nobody else can do it for you. You
No,
have to do the
no.
work. People can help you and guide you along the way. Absolutely. However, that realization is profound because that realization is what allowed you to start moving forward in a
And
positive
I
way.
think at the time I knew it was profound because I recorded it.
Wow. Yeah, you did.
It was a moment where I turned on the camera and really just had this conversation with myself and made a promise that things had to change. Whatever that was going to bring needed to happen. And
Right.
so, it was also realizing that I had done everything that I thought was right. I followed, what I was being told by my doctors. I went to all my appointments. I took all the medications and the treatments and everything, and just was not finding much relief. And also, whatever decisions I was making in my life just wasn't making that big of an imprint on making any change. And I knew that if I didn't do something for myself, it wasn't just me that was suffering, it was my family.
Right.
So, yeah.
And let's just go back to how you help women now that in this place on April 10th, 2020, that's where you were in that place of burnout, of overwhelm, of dealing with the pain from the injuries and the recovery from the surgeries and going to all the doctor's appointments and doing all of the things and not getting the results. And so
And it
you've been there. That was
been
your
there.
life.
Yeah, that
Yeah,
was
and
my
I
life for a long time. Yeah.
Yeah, and the emotion is still raw. I can absolutely tell. And that's what I love about the work that you're doing today in helping other women with all of the tools that you have to guide them through so they don't have to get to that place that you got to, that you're giving
No.
them the suspension bridge so they don't have to drop all the way down into the hole of despair, that you're giving them the suspension bridge so they can move forward in their life without that. And that's why I truly love how you support others. However, I would
Yeah.
love for you to keep sharing that story of how you kept moving forward and have come to this place where you are now, where your life is, okay, we're not going to say perfect. However, you're living a great life and helping others.
Yeah, so through all of that, it was really, I would like to say that there is some just that release of like knowing that pushing through whatever it was I needed to push through at the time wasn't the way forward. And so just pulling back a lot of expectations that maybe I put on myself, that society puts us, on as mothers and women, and really just listening to myself and saying, I have the energy to do this, but I don't have the energy to do that, and be very discerning on where I was spending my energy and how much time I needed to recoup from certain things, and not allowing other people's opinions or you shoulds, because I was getting a lot of those, you should be doing X, Y, and Z, not letting affect me to the point where I was feeling guilty that I wasn't meeting those expectations, when really it's pie in the sky. It's a kind of cloud vapor that we never really get to that destination because it's so not real. It's not a goal to meet. It's the expectations of other people. And when we start living that kind of life, we're never going to marry it. We're never going to reach that potential. And so, by constantly making that a goalpost, it's not realistic in our own personal lives. When we start to have discernment over where our energy is spent and how we go about replenishing that energy to be able to do the things that we really light us up, as opposed to things that drain us.
Yeah, I love that because basically the message is there that you started listening to yourself instead of listening to everybody else. And
And
that.
not getting angry over it, like not being to the point of like pushing people away, or getting angry, or trying to hold steadfast. It was really having a gentle and graceful way of saying, no, thank you. I just, I appreciate whatever the thoughts are or intention behind it, but I just need to have X, Y, and Z for myself. And so really being gentle with myself. And then as time went on and I started to feel like, yeah, this feels good for me, then being able to hold that boundary with some self-awareness, but also some control over where things were going in my life. And one of the big things was, over a couple of years of following this path, was deciding that once I had taken time away from work, that I really just could not go back to the office and start that job again. It was really a momentous moment where I said that I can't, like, the energy to go back was just not something that I was willing to sacrifice. So, yeah, so I retired.
And
You know,
that's a
and
difficult decision too, because you're giving up an income, you're giving up the benefit plan, et cetera, et cetera. So it's not an easy decision for people. However, recognizing again that you were listening to yourself, you were letting your body guide you. And our bodies are designed to self-heal when we create the environment for them to be able to do so. And in that work environment, it was high stress, and the body can't heal in stress. Whereas
No.
not going back to work allows you to not be in the stress and allows for continued healing. And then from there, the opportunity to, okay, what else can I do? How
Well,
else
and one of
can
the
I
big
serve?
things out of it was I was still having a lot of daily chronic pain at this point. I was trying to manage that, but there's Medications I was taking, there's still treatments I was doing to maintain what I thought I had. But once I got released that, at the same time, two of my girls, my kids went off to college. So it was just the three of us in the house. A lot of stress kind of melted away. So did the pain. And that
Right.
was just, I remember being into 3 months into my retirement going, I didn't wake up with a migraine this morning. And then having that awareness, and then, a couple of days or a week later, going, yeah, I'm not feeling the pain I used to have. And that was kind of a shocking moment for me to realize that how much I'd been pushing through was really causing a lot of what I was feeling on a daily basis with my body. And so, really understanding, that body mind component where it's really so interlaced, which brought me to questioning about the unconscious mind and ways that I could understand that a bit better, which brought me to you and Amplify Impact Academy and taking my Master Prac designation just in the latter half of last year and building, a different kind of business than I even thought I would be running after my retirement.
And so, yeah, absolutely beautiful how, as you start to set course for another path, the universe then starts to bring resources, right? Because we get
Yes.
into our tunnel vision and we think this is the only way, and we have our identity. This is who I am. This is my job. And then all of a sudden we choose to give that up. And then it's like, okay, now what's next? And when we're open to the what's next, then those resources, that new identity can start to form. And I love how you gracefully moved through that. And it wasn't overnight. This is, we're talking 6 years from your wake up call to where, almost 6 years to where we're at now.
Yes, yeah.
However, I want to come back and say you said it was within 3 months of giving up your job that you started to notice that the chronic pain and the migraines were no longer happening. And so that's pretty quick, given how long you'd been suffering, right?
One of the things that I did too when I retired is I really knew it was going to be like a setter, determining thing. And so I stopped everything. I stopped my treatments, my doctor's appointments. I even stopped seeing people in my life because I really wanted to have a baseline to say, okay, what is it that I really want? Because I didn't know. I didn't know where I was going to go. I had some ideas, but I really wanted to take the time to just reflect and take time for myself. My husband was at the time traveling a lot, so it was just my son and I for a while. He's a pretty quiet kid. And so it really gave me time to just be with myself and my thoughts and really understand what it is that I wanted in life going forward. And I think being able to do that allowed me to have this kind of space to be able to say, do I really need to be doing these kinds of things? And I haven't been going back to the doctor. I've actually stopped all my medications. There's only one that I'm on currently right now. I still do get migraines once in a while. It's not that the pain's totally gone, but it's certainly a big change from what I was going through before.
I love that. And a couple of things that you said there. Firstly, earlier you just mentioned that, you were doing all the things, and when the pain went away, you realized how much you'd pushed through, right? How much you'd endured to keep doing your job and keep being the mom and being all the roles that women fulfill in life. And that is such societal programming. And when you stepped outside of that's when the body could start healing. And then to your point about you still get migraines from time to time, as do I. That's my one thing that in my health that happens for me too. And I recognize that it's always a sign, again, that I've done too much. But sometimes for me, it's hydration. Like if I'm in a really hot, humid environment, I'm very prone because I am not, drinking enough. And even when I think I'm drinking enough, clearly I'm not if I end up with a migraine. And as soon as I get the hydration in, then it goes away. However, the message is that these are symptoms. These are our body's way of talking to us, just to send us a reminder. And as much as
Yes.
the migraine is painful, we can also be grateful for it to go, thank you. Thank you for sending me the migraine to remind me to slow down so something else worse isn't happening down the road. And that's what happens when we don't listen and we push through the migraine. Then, that's just like the little butterfly wings tapping at us to say, hello, pay attention. And if we ignore it, then the next time it's the 2x4. And then,
And yeah, and like you say, it's really be having the awareness
yes.
that maybe that's time to look back at what, what the precursors were, but also to have a plan as to how to manage that
Yes.
going forward. So like today, I'm not going to do any computer work because I know being on the computer for any length of time, it's going to cause some issues with my back. So these are kind of things that I've been able to mitigate.
Right.
And these are some of the things that I want to be able to bring to my clients is that having the awareness that things need to change and what can we be putting in place to manage so we don't get to the point of we're freezing up or wanting to burn everything down to make changes. Because some of us, like I had the luxury of being able to retire. 5 years ago, I didn't have that and I pushed through. So, by me being able to talk about my story, I hope to be able to help others to have that awareness to say, to start having these thoughts or conversations about around what it is that we are doing in our lives that are just meeting some criteria that is not something that's meant for us. And this is the way of our bodies and our minds and the universe basically saying, hello, like don't wait until the whole thing is falling apart and crumbling around you to make these significant changes, which unfortunately in a human existence, this is kind of where we hit the wall and then realize, oh, I hit the wall. You don't get back up and hit the wall again. So that, it's having these systems in place, but I really think the wisdom comes from having conversations, having these podcasts like you have to be able to have these conversations to bring awareness that we are not in this world alone, that there are many people going through similar relatable circumstances that, what happened for me can allow people to have start having, different thoughts, different behaviors to be able to have a better life, a more fulfilling life without so much pain and anxiety.
I love that. And I want to ask you a question because in our trainings that we always talk about the question of moving people from victim island, where everything's going wrong and we're so down on ourselves and life is awful, over to Solution City. And one of the things that we ask ourselves is, how is this happening for me? And so I just want to ask you, as you look back over the last 6 years and even longer, what's the gratitude that you have for, as difficult as this journey has been, what's the gratitude that you sit with for it, with right now, for having gone through it?
I have a real belief that I wasn't given anything I could not manage, that there was a reason why I was given this torch to bear. And as difficult it was as it was, I don't think I would have, I think I was given it to for a reason to be able to show that regardless of the strength that I did have, there was a cost for it. And now I'm reaping the rewards of it.
That's
That's how I
beautiful.
like to think of it.
Yeah, beautiful. And so let's talk about your NLP, your timeline therapy, your master practitioner training. Like, how has going through that process and using the tools for yourself and that you can now use with others, how has that also helped perhaps accelerate your healing journey?
That's exactly what it's done. It's taken me 6 years to get to understanding a bit more about the conscious mind, and now I'm like totally on board that it has a lot to do with how we live our lives. If I can shorten that time span for people to make changes in their lives, then yeah, I really believe that what I'm doing and what we're doing with the unconscious mind is the evolution of not going through so much time therapy. Like I started therapy back when my kids were born. I even had some therapy before that, but really intense therapy for many, many years. And don't think I got to where I am now just from doing that therapy, but there was a lot that I had to do myself. There's a lot of changing, a lot of rewiring that needed to happen. And with timeline therapy and NLP, that has shortened that time frame so immensely that it's like, why would you not want to at least give it a try to see what the difference is? Because we don't have a lot of time in our lives. We don't know what that time frame is going to look like. So if we can do something now to make that significant and change in such a short period of time, like I'm on board. And having done it myself, I can see where, it's just like you say, that quantum leap has just immensely shortened that. Yeah, I'm just totally wanting to be able to bring that to my clients and talk about it so that other people can start understanding that we can't always look at the medical field to be able to understand things because it's all based on grants, who gets what, who has the capacity to even look at these kinds of things. But if we start having these conversations in real world, real life examples of the changes that it's made, I think that's where the impact is, and not relying on the medical field to go and give it a little check mark.
And not to
That
mention the
makes
medical
sense.
field is really looking at the physical body only, and our work is looking at the spiritual body, the mental body, the emotional body, and understanding that when symptoms show up in the physical body, they've already moved through the other three bodies. And so, yes, we can start healing the physical body as you did, and there's more. We're not done there.
Yeah.
We have to go back and clear the symptom in the emotional body by releasing the stuffed down negative emotions. Clear
Yeah.
what's being stuck in the mental body and release that. And we use timeline therapy to release everything in the mental body and the emotional body that's no longer serving us. And then when we do that, that brings us into clarity that allows us to be in spiritual alignment. And so that's how we get to whole health. And I love now that as a master practitioner, you can offer guarantees in writing to your clients that they can no longer do their problem by their time they're finished working with you. And that's because you're rewiring the neurology with them such that even when life goes sideways, that old program no longer runs. So they literally no longer do that old behavior. Whereas with conscious coaching, they're using, accountability and tasking and support groups to get you to change your behaviors, and the program's still running underneath. And so when life happens and throws you a curveball, you go right back to that old behavior. And that's the difference between how powerful your work is versus most coaches that are conscious coaching. Not to mention the unconscious mind is so fast. And so you can work with someone with through, 10 to 12, 14 hours of coaching inside a 30-day window and take them through this entire breakthrough process that brings them from A to Z, where their thinking shifts, their neurology shifts, they feel differently in their body. You've released all the emotional trauma, you've released all of the limiting decisions. And that is so powerful. And you got to experience that yourself in the training, and now you can offer that to others. And so I just want to highlight to the listener how powerful the tools are that you wield so that, people that are listening to this, your experience is not singular to you. There are many other women in the same situation dealing with that career that maybe it's become toxic over the years, dealing with children at home, et cetera, et cetera. And how do they move forward when they're feeling stuck? And the answer is working with you. That is how they move forward. So I would love to hear in your words too, because you referenced very early on your hero experience. And I would love for you just to share how you bring that to your clients.
So, part of that is realizing that it starts with us. It starts with us understanding that we are not broken. We've just lost our way. And it's really coming back to having that self-trust, understanding that when we say no, it's a boundary we're putting up and there's a rationale behind it. We shouldn't have to explain what that is to somebody else because they may even be hearing it as a different wavelength because we are so attuned to what, we believe is right for us in the moment. Understanding what our patterns are is another component to really kind of understand how to regulate our nervous system, understanding how our body works. So, part of that hero story is what is it going to take for me to start living the life that I want? And if we start with, understanding that we're not going to go from 0 to 100 in, a very short period of time, that there still is some work that has to be done, regardless of, whatever therapies or coaching we get, that there's still that internal thing that we have to do ourselves. And by taking the time to give ourselves space and grace and patience with that, this is a journey. This isn't like it's gonna, within a couple of months, I'm gonna feel better and I'm gonna be on my way. That's why I say I'm still on this journey myself. I'm still healing. I'm still understanding, my capacities and being able to help others. That's a whole other experience for myself, is like I have to give some of my energy to somebody else to help them on their path. But I need to know what, how much energy that's going to take for me to be able to replace that by doing my journaling, by doing my meditation, my exercise, whatever it is that's going to help me to move into, a status that is good for me, that's healthy for me, so that I don't pour so much into other people that I'm not looking after myself. And so it's fine for me, it's finding that balance.
Yes.
So part of the hero journey was my first part of understanding where I was. I provided a talk at a first responders, and that was, talking with them, that's, what came across. Now I'm looking at more of it as a sovereign leadership. It's my self leadership on how do I organize myself so that I can be that much better for others in my family and the world in general, because I really think that there's a whole collective out there, and the collective right now is hurting a lot. And so the more of us that can start to have a better way of living, of expanding, of sharing that energy or vibration or however you want to say it, it's allowing that collective to kind of stay at bay, where if we can understand that, yes, that's happening over there, my help to them is by keeping my space healthy and sharing my energy with others to make their lives better. And I just, to me, I can see that expanding tenfold, thousandfold. That's just the way where I am at this point in time.
I love that. I love that. And again, having walked the path yourself and still navigating that path, you absolutely are, and you have all the tools to help others along with the empathy, the experience, the ability to share your stories that they may not take the exact same path you did. In fact, it's highly unlikely that they would. However, from your experience, from your tools, from your stories, they will be able to navigate their own path and know that they're supported by you through that process. And as you said, we're not meant to do this alone, right?
No, and that's why I called myself a guide. I'm not a therapist. I'm not a coach. I'm guiding you based on, I'm maybe a few steps ahead, maybe a little bit further, but I've been able to glean so much knowledge and information and research that I'm doing on my own experience. So to be able to share that with others so that they can have, a change in their life, that's where I see I'm making the change, that it's a guidance for them to be able to move into this next version of themselves, because innately we all have it within us. We've just forgotten what that pathway is.
Exactly. And I just want to clarify there for the audience that you are a very highly trained coach in the, upper elite level of coaching after all of your training. However, the reality of the work that you do and that I do is that we are simply the guide and the client's unconscious mind is the coach. And so I love how you say, you're just guiding people back to what they innately, the wisdom they have innately within them that they have just forgotten. So It's beautiful. I love what you're doing, where you're going, and kudos to you for the journey that you've come down this path and to where you're at now. You're well and truly established in Solution City now, enjoying the life. The restaurants are better and
I'm
the
enjoying that speedboat.
Exactly. And it's not to say you won't end up back over on Victim Island. You will. Life happens. We all do. And then you have the speedboat to zip right back to Solution City. So, Kim, I love to ask everyone on the show, and you alluded to it earlier. However, I'm still going to ask the question. What does don't wait for your wake-up call mean to you?
It really is, listening to that inner voice that, not so much our head, because our head, the voices we have in our head lie. It's really that feeling inside. It's that gut feeling that if change needs to happen, that you start investigating what that is. At least start having the curiosity to understand a bit more of what it is that is happening. And start having some curiosity by, the information that's out there, because there is a lot of information. We have to be discerning on the information we bring in. But certainly, if people are talking about their lived experiences and things that are, made a difference in their lives, those are the things that should perk some interest. But I also believe that if you are genuine in your request for support and guidance, that that will come. And
Yes.
so as soon as we can start having capacity to receive, then we will be able to receive. And this is part of that spiritual part where I truly believe that had I not gone through what I did, I wouldn't be able to provide this to other people. And so by providing to other people, I'm improving my capacity to be able to share that with others. And that's when I want people to not get to the point where they're so exhausted that they can't start to receive some of the supports and guidance that they need.
Yes. And that's such an important point too, because a lot of us, myself included, were taught as children it's better to give than receive. And so we've so often shut down the receiving and we only focus on give, give, give. And that is, beautiful coming from a heartfelt place. However, the aha for me came only several years ago that giving and receiving is cyclical. And so in order to give, someone else has to receive. And in order for them to be able to give, you have to receive. And so I realized I was blocking other people's ability to give because I couldn't receive because I thought you only
Love that.
gave. Yeah. So that was a real eye-opener for me. I went, oh my goodness, that was never my intent, obviously. However, just with the laws of the universe, and this is one of them, right? And the other piece is that gratitude is the highest form of receivership, right? Because the more you show gratitude for what you have, the more that opens up your ability to receive. So I love that, Kim. So if people want to get in touch with you after this episode, and I hope they do, what is the best way for them to be able to reach out to you?
Sovereign Path Academy, I have a website, or you can reach me through Instagram, Facebook. I have those socials as well. Kim Lackey, Facebook as well, LinkedIn. And yeah, I'm just open to being supportive as best I can. If you're wanting to have a conversation, I do have free discovery calls, whether it's an alignment or just a piece of you don't know where to go. I can certainly try and either support you myself or provide some resources for you.
Beautiful. And just to reconfirm the website, I will have all of that in the show notes. You've just updated your website and it's sovereignpathalchemy.com, correct? Awesome. I love that name. And yes, yeah, so all of that will be in the show notes. You also have a guidebook that you're working on, if you would like to share a little bit about that.
So Sovereign Path, Sovereign just kind of came to me. It really spoke to this path that I found myself on, and it's really leading to sovereignty and your self-leadership. And the book is going to speak a bit more about that, but really taking charge of your life on a self-leadership component. But the workbook itself is going to explain some of that, but also provide a framework on how to integrate or at least start having some different thoughts or ideas around what that means. And so, yeah, it's in the development stages, but by the time this is, released for everybody, I'll have that in place. And so if you want to reach out through Instagram or Facebook, let me know. Just put in their workbook and I'll be able to know that you got it from this podcast and be able to provide that to you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. That sounds like an amazing tool for people to get them started. And just as we wrap here, are there any last words of wisdom that you would like to share with the audience before we wrap this episode?
If you've gotten to this point in the podcast, then you were meant to hear what we've talked about. And so I would just like to congratulate you for taking this time to listen to it. And hopefully it resonated with you that you can start to walk down the sovereign path for yourself. So nothing happens just because there's always a reason for it. And yeah, I just wish everybody that listened that, they take care of themselves.
That's beautiful. Such great advice. And so thank you. I want to just really share my appreciation to you for taking the time to come on this podcast to share your journey so vulnerably, to share, where you're at now, how you help others, and that you come to that from such a beautiful place of love and passion in helping others avoid that, pit of despair that we talked about earlier. And so thank you for your time and
Oh,
for the
thank
way
you.
that you are showing up and serving in the world, because as we've said, so many people are where you were to some degree and need that support. And so I love that you are stepping into that role now so beautifully. And I want to thank the audience because you tune in each and every week with the intention of learning about your health, self-improvement. And I honor that because it is so important for us to have that awareness, to have that discernment about the kind of content that we want to be consuming. And so I appreciate the fact that you are investing your time in learning right here on the Don't Wait for Your Wake Up Call podcast. And if something in this episode resonated with you, that is the universe saying, yes, go that way, follow up with Kim. Or perhaps you heard something in this episode that you believe will resonate with someone in your life. Please share this episode with them. So, thank you, everybody. Wishing you a wonderful rest of your day. Thank you for investing this time with me on the Don't Wait for Your Wake Up Call podcast. I'm so glad you joined in. If you can take 2 minutes to share this episode with someone you think can benefit and have a positive impact on their life, that would be wonderful. Please leave a review by going to your favorite podcast listening app. And let me know what you enjoy or would like to hear more of. It will support me in my effort to bring the possibility of natural healing to a wider audience and help disrupt the sick care system we have today and make human health a global priority. Health is your true wealth.